This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Get on the ground!
Police in the southern U.S. city of Memphis released a video Friday evening showing five police officers beating to death Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, following a traffic stop. The graphic video shows the officers brutally beating Nichols for 3 minutes. Two officers can be seen holding Nichols down while the others kick and punch him. At least one officer uses a baton. On Thursday, the officers were charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. They were dismissed from the police department last Saturday following their confrontation with Nichols during a traffic stop. That traffic stop took place on January 7th. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later. Speaking at the White House Friday, President Joe Biden said he was very concerned about the possibility of violence after the video's release. He said he spoke with Nichols' mother earlier in the day and said he would urge Congress to pass legislation to counteract police violence. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has called on Congress to approve a proposal to move elections forward to late into this year, a marked concession for the leader, who has been facing daily protests that have left almost 60 people dead. Boluarte had already expressed support for a proposal to hold national elections in April 2024 rather than the previously scheduled 2026. But recently, support seems to be growing among lawmakers to move them forward even earlier, to December of 2023. Boluarte said Friday that moving elections forward could help the country get out of what she called a quagmire. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. An investigation by the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog established there are reasonable grounds to believe Syria's Air Force dropped two cylinders containing chlorine gas on the city of Douma in April of 2018, killing 43 people. A report published Friday by a team from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons offered the latest confirmation that the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad used chemical weapons during his country's civil war. Syria doesn't recognize the investigation team's authority and has repeatedly denied using chemical weapons. You're hearing the aftermath of an attack in Israel on the outskirts of Jerusalem. A gunman killed at least seven people and wounded 10 others in a synagogue on Friday, a day after at least nine Palestinians died in the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Police described Friday's attack as terrorist incident, underlined fears of an escalation in violence after months of clashes in the West Bank. Those clashes culminated Thursday in a raid that killed at least nine Palestinians. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday condemned the attack in the strongest terms, calling it horrific. Blinken is due to travel to the region soon. He said the U.S. reaffirms its unwavering commitment to Israel's security. The U.S. Justice Department says three members of an Eastern European criminal gang with ties to Iran have been indicted in connection with plotting to murder Iranian-American human rights activist and VOA Persian host Masih Alinejad.
These charges arise out of an ongoing investigation into the government of Iran's efforts to assassinate on U.S. soil a journalist, author, and human rights activist who is a U.S. citizen of Iranian origin. All three defendants are currently in custody.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the charges on Friday. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF said Friday that more than 1 million Haitian children are out of school and a similar number are under constant threat of violence in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, because of chronic lawlessness. The statement came a day after Haiti's police officers held a march against gang violence in which they confronted the prime minister at the airport as he returned from a trip. The UN proposed 3 months ago to send international support to the Caribbean nation to fight criminal gangs after it was requested by Haiti's government, but no country so far has volunteered to lead the mission. And the United States and European Union announced Friday an agreement to speed up and enhance the use of artificial intelligence to improve agriculture, healthcare, emergency response, climate forecasting, and the electric grid. Marissa Melton,